Small town movie theaters are in a fight for their lives. You know the kind of theater. You drive along the main street of a small town, and there it is. Its billboard has anchored Main Street for generations. Now Hollywood studios are phasing out 35mm film. They're going digital. And these small theaters need to come up with tens of thousands of dollars to make the switch to digital or close. Movie theaters like the Rialto, about to mark its 100th anniversary in Grayling. Jordan Stansel's great-grandfather founded the Rialto in 1915. Welcome back to the program, Jordan.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
You talked with us in late 2012 about the Rialto, and you had formed the film club looking for ways to kind of increase the reach into the community. And since then, you have had to face this challenge of going digital. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, for several years now, the movie industry has been phasing out the distribution of movies on 35mm film and going to a computerized format, which requires expensive upgrades and projection equipment. And so we were facing the inability to get movies. And so we ran a crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter. We raised over $100,000 from our customers and from the residents of Grayling and many of the former residents of Grayling. And that allowed us to update our projection and sound systems and put new seats in our building and do a lot of other things to upgrade our historic facility. So we were able, by relying on the support that I think built up over generations here in this town, we were able to turn that corner and modernize and create a really high-quality theater here in this town.
That is the best vote of confidence I'm sure you could have had from your customers and, as you say, even former customers, people who had moved away from Grayling.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think it was pretty interesting to see, the mix, obviously. But if you think about it, when you've been here for 100 years, that's literally several generations, really, of people who grew up. They remember the theater. They remember the importance that it had in the town. And so they were really willing to help, and it was a pretty inspiring thing to be part of.
I know last year, as you were involved in the campaign and in the Kickstarter campaign, it actually gave you a chance to speak to Hollywood in a sense. You had an opinion piece that you published last year in the LA Times, and I get the sense your message to studios was, hey, come on, throw us a bone here. Help us over this digital hurdle. Help save the small town cinema. Did you get any response from that piece?
Well, it did bring in certainly a lot of contributions to our campaign. The relationship between the movie studios and the, the smaller theaters has always been one that's been a little bit tense. I have to say, though, too, that, in terms of working with the studios, just booking films, and as we have moved forward, we've gotten a good response from them, and I think a lot of assistance, and just even just on a technical level about, how to make the theater better, how to make the theater higher quality. A lot of times, I think, from the studio's point of view, some of the smaller operators are not really, sort of stepping up and being the best kind of theater that they could be. And so we, I think, don't really have that problem because of the support that we got from our community. But I do think that in general, there needs to be more appreciation within the industry for the challenges that are facing some of the smaller markets. And just an appreciation of the importance that the small town theaters or the neighborhood theaters still have in these places.
Yeah, I'd like it to have you take us deeper into that, Jordan, from the time that you've come back from teaching at the University of Ottawa to run the Rialto. I'm wondering what you have really seen and learned about what a small theater means to people in a town. It's different from the big multiplex because?
I think it has a meaning for people because it's the place where everybody comes together. And I think that's the best way to put it. We saw that in the campaign that we ran. I like to say that I got money from people that were a lot poorer than I am, and I got money from people who were a lot richer than I am. But everybody pitched in. And this, this theater basically attracts all members of the community. And so it's a shared experience that I think in today's society where often communities are very fragmented, very atomized, highly segregated by wealth, by education level, this is still a place where everybody goes to the same theater. Everybody has that shared experience, regardless of what their background is. So I think that's a special thing, and I think that's probably only possible in a small town. I don't know how you would reproduce that anywhere else. So I think that's really the meaning of it. But it's been, to see how things, I think, actually get done, I guess, you know, you mentioned my own background in academia. I think there's often a misunderstanding about how the economy really works. I think very often we're taught that, you know, that capitalism and the economy is driven by competition, by people striving to get to the top, claw their way up there, devil take the hindmost, that kind of thing. And that's not what I've seen at all. What I've seen is people doing extra work to help a small business, and that includes tradespeople that work here, suppliers, vendors at all levels. I saw people in the community give money to make sure this business could stay open. I've seen people who are dedicated and professional in what they do and not focus on short-term interest, and that includes at the big studios. I mean, I've spent hours with people at Disney or Warner Brothers that have, you know, in New York or LA, that have spent time explaining, you know, how we can make things work here. They went out of their way and not focused on, you know, what their own interests were in a short-term sense. And so I think that there's a lesson there about how, you know, collaboration, cooperation, and professionalism is really what makes things happen. And sometimes it's not the things that we're taught in those theories about competition.
Interesting. There will be a free screening of The Princess Bride at 7:30 this Saturday night, May 23rd, to celebrate the Rialto's 100th birthday. Why did you choose that very great film?
Yeah, that is a great film. I actually didn't choose it. It was chosen by some of our sponsors. And one of the things that you could get if you contributed to our fundraising campaign was you could sponsor a free movie for the community. And in fact, I said we raised $100,000, and the donor that got us over that threshold was the Kodiak Group, which is a computer engineering business in Grayling, and they contributed $2,500 to the theater. And so they chose The Princess Bride, and they're the sponsors of that for the free screening to celebrate the 100th anniversary.
Details are on the website, rialtofilmclub.com. And again, that screening of The Princess Bride is 7:30 this Saturday night at the Rialto in Grayling. Are you going for the next 100 years, Jordan?
I hope so. I'd like to get to 101 before we think about, you know, 200. So we'll just try to take it 1 year at a time.
Jordan Stansel, Rialto Theater in Grayling. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the 100th birthday.
Thanks.